trolley shuttle service could one day link, by rail, a huge residential development and a new transit hub in Barrie. As part of plans to redevelop the old fairgrounds property near Isa Road and Highway 400, City Council could direct staff Wednesday night to investigate the use of the rail spur extending from the future Allendale Transit Hub, now being built at Isa and Tiffin Street, to the fairgrounds for use by Barrie Transit as public transportation. Existing rail should always be leveraged to highest use, Count. Sergio Morales told Barrie Today. That likely is some form of rail-based trolley shuttle between the fairground site and the future Barrie-Allendale Transit Terminal, which would enhance connectivity to Metrolink's GO train service and alleviate future traffic concerns on Isa Road. This rail spur motion could be part of Council's approval to ask the province to consider accelerating the rezoning of Barrie's old fairgrounds for a proposed development in excess of 4,000 new residences, in more than a dozen towers plus townhouses. The trolley shuttle rail service, if realized, could help move people living at a number of residential developments in various stages of approval, which Mayor Alex Nuttall has called very large villages. At 17 and 27 Jacobs Terrace near Tiffin and Innisfil Streets, for example, an apartment building of two towers with 19 and 23 stories and a four-story podium with 504 residences is proposed. It's rezoned and awaits a site plan application at this location, near the rail line, south of Tiffin and east of Ann Street South. City of Barrie map showing where the Barrie-Collingwood railway lines run. Image supplied. At 41 and 43 Isa Road, 259 and 273 Innisfil Street is the proposed development of four buildings with 5 to 6 story podiums and towers of 39, 26 and 2 of 23 stories for 1,259 residences and some ground floor commercial use. And at 272 Innisfil Street, the plan is for a 17-story apartment building with 333 residences. It's rezoned for this use, with the site plan process underway. That's what the motion intends to find out. How we can best use this rail spur for the community, Morales said. We'll have to wait for the investigation to see the feasibility of the idea and the best implementation strategy. The Ward 9 councillor also said this spur is part of the Barrie-Collingwood Railway, BCRY, line. Which means one of the things the city staff investigation would have to look into its existing weight capacity, Morales said, as it's my understanding that weight capacities for human traffic versus goods differ. BCRY is a short line railway purchased from Canadian National, CN, Rail in the 1990s by the town of Collingwood and the city of Barrie. In 2017, Simcoe County purchased Collingwood's portion. The city owns, operates and maintains 35 kilometers of active rail in Barrie, Innisfil and Isa Township. Barrie also shares 50-50 ownership of the Utopia Rail Yard with the county, spanning approximately 10 acres. Proposed on the old fairgrounds is the development of 4,054 residential units, high-rises, mixed-use high-rises and townhouses, along with commercial uses and a school block. This breaks down to 13 residential towers of 15 to 40 stories, 113 townhouses and 98 three-story townhouses. It awaits City Council approval, as early as Wednesday, of a Community Infrastructure and Housing Accelerator, CIHA. Application to the province for these 55.3 acres. The CIHA gives Ontario's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing the power to make orders to respond to municipal requests to speed approvals of rezoning, in this case from highway industrial to residential and open space. Construction has started on the new Barrie-Allendale Transit Terminal at 20 Isa Road. This facility, along with a new downtown mini-hub, will eventually replace the current downtown bus terminal on Maple Avenue. The city has said Barrie-Allendale Transit Terminal will provide seamless travel connections between GO trains, buses and Ontario Northland for integrated transit access to Simcoe County, Muskoka and the Greater Toronto Area.